ISIS is under tremendous pressure in the campaign that the Iraqis are waging against them that we're helping them with. We've certainly transitioned from what was a campaign mode where we were marching around the country with them in the military defeat of ISIS, and now we're kind of into the destruction phase by keeping pressure on them all around. So certainly they're feeling, ISIS is feeling the pressure of the Iraqi security force. I think on to the composition of the enemy here. Daesh has many subtle forms, as you know, particularly as they get pressured hard by the Iraqi security force. But my opinion is the differentiation of white flag, black flag, and the difference and the minor differences that exist therein, particularly as the cells, you know, they're not operating in a coherent mode anymore. I think it's kind of insignificant, to be honest. There are different labels different people put on things, but I don't, to give it the credence of a developing group, I think is probably overstating what's happening, JJ.
Okay, so then let's step back for a minute. Where did the term white flag come from?
I believe what they're referring to is the folks that are using white flag is violent extremist terrorists that are not necessarily aligned with the ISIS ideology, but are signed on to the brutality and evil nature of their operations. Is what I believe folks refer to there. Is really the inverse of the black flags or the white flags. But I think that's probably overplayed and a little bit folklorish than it is more military fact.
Okay, so I've been hearing that they're assembling, and I'm not going to stay on this too long, but I do need some clarity on a couple of things. I've been hearing that they've been assembling in a certain location in Iraq. Can you clarify that?
No, I can't comment on that.
So then what is the status of ISIS today at this hour?
Well, I think ISIS is under tremendous pressure. ISIS and all its offshoots, you know, whatever you want to call them, they're under tremendous pressure. They've transitioned to not the militant campaign that we saw them in before, but into a more guerrilla style warfare where they're harder to find and harder to target for the ISIS for the Iraqi security force. But it's they're still there. They're not destroyed, but they are increasingly fractured and under pressure and on the verge of defeat, frankly. You know, they're trying to regroup, of course, and reorganize. But I don't think the Iraqi security force is going to give them the space to reform. You know, that is the challenge for the Iraqi security force today.
What is your understanding of the strength of the organization at this point in terms of numbers? Are they significant?
I don't think there are any. Inside Iraq, there are no significant concentrations worthy of note. You know, there's... I hate to speculate, JJ. You know, they're in hiding. They're in the deserts. They're in, you know, they're in holes in the desert, yeah. Covered with tarps, hiding. Which is where we find them. They're trying to conduct small, but really not very interconnected, you know, acts of terror against the local population. Really in desperation. There's significant organized concentrations of ISIS inside Iraq are really not to be found.
So in other words, there's no real command and control to this organization. They're just hit and miss and kind of operating out on their own seat of the pants kinds of operations.
I think that's where they are today. Now, they certainly, that's not what they want. And they're trying to... Trying to get it back together, and for sure they're still a threat. They're going to adjust. They're a determined enemy. They're an adaptable enemy. Certainly, we've seen the tactics. I'm in my 10th month here, so came on kind of mid-Mosul, you know, and it was you know, very different fight then till now. And but this enemy evolves every day in response to the pressure that ISIS or that the Iraqi security force applies to ISIS. So it's every bit a threat to the people of Iraq, you know, who have paid dearly. I don't want to really take our opportunity to talk and not to address this. You know, you know, we work, and I have the great good fortune to work very closely with Iraqis every day in this post that I hold over here with the coalition. And there's a real sense, JJ, that they've paid a dear price. Thousands of young Iraqi soldiers have been killed so far fighting this enemy that they view not as an enemy of Iraq, but an enemy of the world, right? And certainly feel like they are fighting hand in hand with us against an enemy that exists not only in Iraq, but, you know, is trying to, you know, export its terror around the world, and certainly that's part of what holds this coalition together. So it's a privilege to work with them doing this, and on a job that is not yet done, right? So it's different, it's evolved, but it is far from complete.
Yeah. So it is, as you say, General Safji, a very important fact. And we are not leaving them out of this conversation, that the Iraqis have paid a dear price. And it's, I think, a lot more than just anecdotal. We've seen some pretty serious evidence of the fact that they've paid a heavy price. And no one, at least in my orbit, has forgotten about it. You said a few moments ago that you're seeing indications that Daesh is trying to regroup. What indicators are you seeing?
I think I'm teetering on the edge of classification here, Jay. So let me make sure I can.
Well, let me ask you a different.
We're finding, caches of weapons, not necessarily old ones, but you know, recently placed. Like, you know, that there are active enemy out there. You know, trying to plan. You know, hoping to create some kind of event. That will discredit the government of Iraq, and you know, and again to apply their terrorist ways. There are we've seen evidence of attempts at simultaneity, right? You know, to where there's, you know, to try and have two things happen at one time, which is clear evidence, you know, of some kind of collusion between elements. Yeah. They've been largely ineffective, but the, you know, the evidence of the attempt is there. So there's certainly. There's a desire among a very dangerous enemy to kind of pull its act together and get its terrorist cells, you know, back up and running. You know as well as I do, they're quite complex between, you know, their operations, their financing, their ability to hide, their ability to move weapons, et cetera, et cetera. So the, you know, as long as we stay disruptive in all those activities, I think the Iraqis will be able to keep them splintered and largely ineffective, but still there, right? Just constant pressure is the name of the game right now.
Do you get any sense, General Safji, of how this effort is being led, or who the leadership might be, or where they might be? Because it's my understanding from long since the leadership abandoned the rank and file fighters and were nowhere to be found, at least those that were still around just disappeared. So what kind of sense of leadership do you get for this organization now?
I think the Iraqis have been pretty effective. You know, their intelligence, their human intelligence is pretty good. And they've been pretty effective at, you know, taking out echelons of leadership, successive echelons of leadership, as the enemy tries to regroup. But I think there's still leadership in the organization, to be sure. It may have fled Iraq by now, and you know, perhaps you know, we know that there are concentrations of ISIS in Syria. I'm not here to talk about Syria, but we know that there, you know, there are pockets of ISIS still there, and we believe that there's leadership in some of those pockets, and you know, that's to some degree effective. Across their enemy organization, but Border security will help us shore that up and cut off the leaders in the lead. And the Iraqis are doing a pretty credible job of that right now, both in the Middle Euphrates Valley and then certainly up north towards Mount Fish Kabor and the Mount Sinjar area.
Brigadier General Bob Softee, a deputy commanding general of Operation Inherent Resolve in Iraq. J.J. Green, WTOP News.